Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise on tonight. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our honor. We exalt the name of Jesus on this evening. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Glory be to God. We thank God as he has commanded us. We are to always pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we are here to pray tonight. We are here to intercede. He said, I'm looking for those that will stand in the gap. Glory be to God. And we are here to pray, humbly pray, asking God in a spirit of humility to help us and to bless us and to guide us and to lead us and direct us and to empower us. And we thank God that he's a God that can do anything but fail. Amen, somebody. He can do anything but fail. Let's go to the Word of God very quickly, and we're going to go right into prayer tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost on this evening. Looking at the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter number 22, examining the life of Abraham. Genesis chapter number 22, beginning at verse number 7. We thank God for you and those that will call in, those that will listen at a later time. We believe in prayer, the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Genesis 22, verse number 7 says this, and Isaac spoke unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father, and he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire, the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built the altar there, and he laid the wood, and he bound Isaac his son, and he laid him on the altar of wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son Isaac. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of the heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fear God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a ram was caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. God will always provide. My wife and my daughter and I were on the road the other day as we took her back to college, her college campus, and we heard this rumbling with my vehicle. And we pulled the car over to the shoulder, safe area, and behold, my rear right tire was going flat. And my wife said immediately, do you have a spare? It's been so long since I've had the vehicle, I didn't know if the spare had air in it or not. And I said, yes. And as I went and retrieved the spare out of the trunk, knew that it could get us to our destination, God showed me that he will always provide. Hallelujah. Yeah. Delay does not mean denial. We were about 3 to 5 miles away from our destination. We didn't have the normal tires on the vehicle, but I had a spare. I had a ram in the bush. And that's what God is saying to you and I tonight. I always have an answer. I always have a solution. I always have a ram in a bush. There's a relationship for somebody in the bush tonight. There's a job or a career opportunity waiting in the bush. There is happiness and abundance if we look up and look at the bush, look at the thicket. We will see that ram in a bush that we're so longing for, that thing that we so need. God has already provided everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness, the scripture says.
Yeah.
So we can't, when he said in Matthew 6:33, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about where you're going to live. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need will be given to you. God knows what you need. God knows what we need. And he said it in his word. We ought not to worry. We have to have faith that he will provide. That's why I visited often. My wife wrote a book, Don't Die in the Wilderness. And she got that book and that theme of that book from when the children of Israel was in the wilderness. No resources, no water, no food, no stores, no marketplace, no natural resources to keep them alive and to sustain them. But they had God. God wanted them to see the extreme. If you don't have me in this wilderness, in this desert, you won't make it. I'm a provider.
Yes.
I'm Jehovah Jireh. And you and I can look and see if he can keep them in that extreme situation. What can God do for you and I? So I don't know if you've experienced loss. I don't know if you make less money than you used to make. I don't know if you're in transition as far as your housing or career, but please hear God tonight. He will provide. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are the great I am. You are Elohim, creator God. So, Lord, we want to put our trust in you as we pray tonight. You told us don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. So, Lord, we're praying for peace. We're praying right now for solace. We're praying for a calmness in our spirit to overtake us on tonight. Oh, it's an unusual day for the believer and the Christian in our culture. But, Lord, you say you will provide. When we go through transition, when we get laid off, when we're in between jobs, Lord, you will provide. You will provide the tuition payment. You will provide in the name of Jesus, even as you gave Abraham a substitute, even as you allowed me to have a spare tire to get on my way and get to my destination, even as you have given people on this line testimonies of your goodness, that if it had not been for the Lord being on our side, where would we be? And Lord, we thank you that you continue to put a roof over our head. We continue, Lord, to thank you that you feed us every day. God, we give you praise tonight that we have a car to drive. We have legs to stand and walk on. We have our right mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, you provide sound thinking. You're the one that provides the joy of the Lord. You are God and God alone, providing us with good spouses and good jobs. You are the God of this universe and of this world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, they that dwell therein. So, Lord, we trust you tonight. That's why we're praying to you in the name of Jesus. That's why we're looking to the author and finisher of our faith. Glory be to God. So I pray for those, Lord, who found themselves worrying. I pray for those, God, who are lacking resources. They need to pay their mortgage, need to pay their car note, need to pay their kids' tuition in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will provide. We thank you for provision even for this women's conference. We thank you that the budget's already met. We thank you that the women are already there. We thank you in the name of Jesus for 3 days of total communion with God, with the Holy Ghost, with women fellowshipping with one another, with the power of God coming to Hillside, New Jersey like never before in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for this prayer line, everyone under the sound of our voice, that, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We believe by faith that you will keep us. So as we say the Lord's Prayer and continue to move, say it, people of God, with me tonight. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
On earth.
On earth.
As it is in heaven. Here it is. Give us today. Daily bread.
Daily bread.
And forgive us, of our trespasses.
As we, God,
forgive those who have come against us.
And God,
lead us not
into temptation,
but deliver us
from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You alone are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord, and we give you, Father God, the praise and honor that is due your name, God. We come, Father God, seeking your face, Father God. We come seeking, Father God, to be in your presence, God. We ask, Father God, that you will ignite us on tonight, God, that you will let your fire fall fresh on this prayer line, that you will let your fire fall fresh on our lives. Lord, we love you tonight, God. We bless your name. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last, oh God. You are our all in all and our everything, oh God. Without you, Father God, we are nothing, oh God. And Lord, we just pant after you and we seek after you. As the deer pants after the water, so our souls are longing after you. Lord, we are longing after you. We are pressing in. We are striving. We are, Father God, hungering and thirsting after you, oh God. And you said in your word, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, and we ask you for another touch on this prayer line. Mm-hmm. Father God, we ask you, Father God, to touch each and every individual, Father God. Touch everyone who has come for prayer, oh God. Meet the needs, oh God. You know what the needs in the prayer room are, oh God. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will meet every need. Lord, we ask for divine provision, oh God. Somebody is in the need, Father God, hallelujah. Somebody is in the need of a breakthrough, oh God. And we are believing you for breakthrough on tonight, God. We are believing you for breakthrough in our homes and breakthrough in our families. We are believing you for breakthrough in our marriages and breakthrough in our relationships. We are believing you for breakthrough in our church, God, and breakthrough, oh my God, hallelujah, on the job and breakthrough with our children, God. And Lord, we are praising you and magnifying your name on tonight. We're believing you for breakthrough in this country and breakthrough with the government, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the White House on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, go over to the White House, oh God, and begin, oh God, hallelujah, to deal with the Trump administration, oh God. Begin, Father God, to set order in the White House, God, whatever is lacking, whatever is missing, whatever, Father God, hallelujah, area the devil has gotten involved in, oh God. We bind up Satan, oh God, and we loose your power over the White House, and we declare victory over America in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, my God, turn from their sins and pray,
yes,
then I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. So, Father God, we are coming. We are repenting on the behalf of America. And, Lord, we say have mercy. We are sorry, oh God, for edging you out. We are sorry, Lord, for allowing our ego to take over. We apologize and repent, Father God, for going wayward. We apologize for, Father God, the abortions, Father God. We apologize for the same-sex marriages. We apologize for the legalization of drugs. We apologize, oh God, hallelujah, for division and racism. We apologize, oh God, for hatred and discord. We apologize for lust, my God. Hallelujah, and greed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we repent on the behalf of America, God. Have mercy on the United States of America. In the name of Jesus, let your church rise up and be the salt. Let your church rise up and be the light, God. Hallelujah. So many are looking towards your church, God, and they're not seeing what with your reflection. My God, Lord, let us be that light that reflects your glory in the name of Jesus. Let us rise up, oh God, above, hallelujah, the earth realm, and let us, oh God, hallelujah, magnify your glory in the land, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for America. We pray for the safety of this land. We pray that there will be no wars with other countries. We pray that there will be no bombings. We pray, Father God, for the soldiers to be safe, oh God, the American soldiers, God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, declare and decree peace in the land, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way, have your way. We come before you, God. Oh my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, just crying out, God. Crying out on the wall, praying for this country, God. Have mercy. So many calamities, so many disasters, so many killings, so much division, so much strife, so much discord. God, we pray, Father God, and we declare peace be still.
Jesus.
We declare peace be still in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch Puerto Rico, oh God. Bring healing,
help,
restoration,
yes,
provision. My God,
wow.
Hallelujah. To that land, God, to Puerto Rico, save, oh God, those, Father God, who are still going without power,
yes,
still don't have food to eat, and still don't have, my God, the natural resources that they need, even pertaining to clean drinking water, God, electricity, and my God, phone service, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we are praying, my God, for you to do something mighty and magnificent in Puerto Rico, oh God. We need you to touch that island, God. We need you, God, to encourage the people. We need you, God, to let your glory rest upon that land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, because you can do miracles. Nothing is impossible for you. With man, some things are possible, but not with you, God. With you, you've said in your word that all things are possible. So, Lord, we are believing you on tonight that you can do a miraculous work and Puerto Rico. And Lord, we pray for this government here, Father God, in Washington to move, and get the resources over there, get the manpower over there, get the people out that need to be evacuated. evacuated. Lord, we pray, Father God, for speedy assistance. My God, in Puerto Rico, we pray for California. We pray for those who have been impacted by the bushfires. God, that you will, Father God, just heal that land. Lord, that you will, my God, hallelujah, help those who are helpless, oh God. My God, that you will comfort those who are mourning. My God, in Florida, in Texas, my God, and all of the other islands that have been impacted in Mexico. My God, hallelujah. Lord, we need you to touch. We need you to move. We need you to heal. We need you to restore. We need, Father God, your miraculous power to be released over the land. We need your glory to be released over the land. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for doing a new thing in the land. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you, Lord. My God, none of Koshelake Paco, O Koshelake Nama, none of Koshelake Shelaba, O Koshelake Nama. Have your way, God. We love you, Jesus. Do a new thing. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for New Creation. We declare breakthrough. In that church, God, we declare increase in that church, in that local assembly. We declare, oh God, the pews are full, Father God, with souls, with disciples, with laborers, with sowers, with those who are hungry and thirsty. Even the seekers will come in, oh God, to the church house, God, that your waters will run out over the porch into the streets, my God, that your anointing will flow forth from the house, God. Out into the streets, oh God, and that it will touch those, Father God, and heal those, and minister to those, and my God, that it will draw those, my God, that it comes into contact with, that people on the street will come into the church, fall down at the altar, and say, what must I do to be saved? God, we pray for a fresh anointing to hit that house, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not just this weekend, God, but throughout, Father God, the years throughout, Father God, time, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the new season that the church is in, God, that you are healing, delivering, saving, that you are adding to the church daily those who must be saved. We thank you, Lord, that house is a great house, oh God. Hallelujah, that your presence dwells in the house, that there are people of order, a people of zeal, a people of fervor, a people of decency, a people of holiness. You said, be thou holy, for I am holy. Yeah. So, Lord, we thank you for our church. We cry out for our church tonight. We thank you for our church. We thank you for a people that love you, a people that reverence you, a people, my God, that are drawn to you, a people, oh God, my God, that want to obey you, God. My God, we thank you, Lord, for New Creation Christian Ministries,
thank you,
God.
Father.
1482 Avenue, God. We thank you for sending in the guests. But Lord, even more than that, we thank you for sending in those, oh God, who are connected to us, God, in the spirit realm, God. We bind up any opposing force. We bind up any hindering forces. We come against anything that's trying to stop what you have ordained for New Creation Christian Ministries. And we declare, my God, the fullness of your prophetic word being manifested in the house. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now,
right.
Manifestation is taking place. Torio, now, a shoot or a sprout coming up from the ground. Now, so Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for the now work that you're doing in the church. Even as we prepare for this women's conference on this upcoming weekend, we do not shrink back. My God, we are not those who shrink back, but we continue to move forward in faith, continue to increase our faith, increase our anointing, increase our wisdom. Thank you for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries.
Yes.
Thank you for every family. Thank you, Lord, for Hillside. My God, the city of Hillside.
Yes.
We pray for the city of Hillside. We pray against stolen cars and road problems. We pray against, Father God, violence and crime. We pray against my God, scandals in the political arena and the crooked politicians. We pray against, my God, division, racial discord. We pray against discrimination in the city of Hillside. And, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for that city. And we pray for that city right now, God, that you will continue, Father God, to let that city be a place that the citizens are proud to dwell in, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you as we pray for Hillside, that you will even bring in the residents, that you will save souls and change lives and set the captives free, even in the city of Hillside. So Lord, even as we begin to open up the prayer lines, we ask, Father God, that you will have your way. We pray for all of the prayer requests that were put in the offering basket at church on Sunday. As you said, you're increasing businesses. You're prospering your people, God. You're prospering and giving ideas. You're prospering incomes. You're prospering families. Lord, we pray for, we put our hands on every prayer request that was submitted, God, and we touch and agree, God, with those who have submitted through faith their prayer request, and we consider it done in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way on this prayer line. Move in the lives of these prayer requests, God. Move in each and every situation, one by one, each and every one that has written down something, every business card, every prayer request, every person that wrote on a piece of paper, we lift it up and we pray and we declare breakthrough and we declare miracles and we declare turnarounds and we declare manifestation on those prayer requests right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Go ahead and glorify his name. Go ahead and magnify his name. God is good and worthy to be praised. Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah right where you are, right in your living room, right in your car. Don't hold back your praise. Pastor Anthony preached it on Sunday. There is power in your praise. My God, so go ahead and shout to the Lord. Go ahead and shabak the Lord. Go ahead and praise the Lord. Go ahead and barak the Lord. Go ahead and magnify his name today because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to open the prayer lines. Just press 1 on your phone. We will take your call. Amen. We will take your call and we will pray for and with you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to take these calls, hallelujah, in the order in which they've come. Amen. Hallelujah. First caller is from 832. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, God bless you, 832.
God bless you.
Amen. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Coco.
Hi, Toko. How are you? God bless you. Do you have a prayer request?
Fine. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Requesting a prayer for a job. I've been looking for a job for 5 months now. And I'm asking God to give me instruction to where to apply or if any instruction from that.
Amen.
A job. You're praying for a job. You've been searching for a job for about 5 months?
Yes.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we pray for Coco, Father God, even as she has come to the throne of grace, Father God, to ask for prayer on tonight, God. And Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will open doors for her that no man can shut, Father God, that you would give her, Father God, wisdom on where to go and where to look for a job, where to put in her application, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you already prepared great things in advance for us, oh God, and even as she continues to walk according to your will, according to your word, Father God, that you, Father God, will, Father God, continue, Father God, to open doors for her. So we pray for open doors on tonight, God. We pray that you will open doors that no man can shut. We pray, Father God, for direction, that Coco will, that we pray that she will wake up and that you would give her in her spirit, Father God, where to go to apply. We pray, Father God, that she will be able to open her computer and that you will show her, Father God, which companies to apply to. Lord, we pray that you will put her application at the top of the stack, Father God, that you would bring her application to the immediate attention of a supervisor or a manager so that she can get the call for the interview. Lord, we pray, Father God, that when she goes in for the interview, that you would give her favor with the employer, oh God, that you would give her favor with the hiring manager, God, that you would give her the salaries that she needs, oh God, the salary that she wants above and beyond what she is asking. And Lord, we ask right now, Father God, that you will provide for every need while she's out searching, God. You said, hallelujah, that you are our provider and that you will meet every need according to your glorious riches by Christ yes. Jesus. So Lord, we are praying for Coco right now, Father God, that you will move mountains, that you will open doors, that you will create opportunities, that you will give her divine favor everywhere that her feet shall tread, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we bind up the spirit of fear and intimidation, even as she sits before the interviewer. And we thank you, Lord, that she will be able to sit and interview, Father God, and not be intimidated and not be scared, oh God, but knowing that what you have for her is for her. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for courage and boldness, Father God, as she walks in and as she continues on her job search. And we bind up that spirit of fear because you have not given it to us, but a spirit of love, power, and sound mind. So, Lord, we speak favor over her life right now, that everywhere there's a foot shall trod, Father God, there's blessing and mercy and goodness and favor and open doors are going before her. So, Lord, we just thank you for Coco on today, and we pray that you will continue to have your way, continue to bless her and her family, continue to meet every need, continue to pay every bill, continue to provide for everything that she and her family needs. We thank you in advance. Done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So, Coco, just continue to go forth. God answers the prayers. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. So, just continue to go forth, and I do believe God's going to open the door for you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're going to take another caller. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 411. Area code 411.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless, sir. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, woman of God, I'm seeking the Almighty Father to have mercy upon me and protect me from spiritual attack on my foot. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. May we have your name, sir?
Frank.
Frank. Let us lift that up before God. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Before he was in his mother's womb, you knew
yes.
him. So right now, God, we believe that you are watching over his life in the name of Jesus. You said you would satisfy him with long life.
Yes, God.
And right now, we're speaking health. We're speaking healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that his temple, the body,
yes,
belongs to you, God. We thank you from the crown of his head to the soles of his
yes,
feet.
God.
You say you will order his steps through your word. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you will put healing and running in his feet.
Yes,
that,
God,
you would do a supernatural work in his members in the name of Jesus. We speak, Lord, according to your word. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon
yes.
you, Jesus,
yes.
and by your stripes, he has been decreed and declared healed.
Yes.
And right now, Lord, we speak those things that be not as though they are. And we know, God, by faith that he is restored. We believe by faith right now that that foot area, that feet area is already healed in the mighty name of Jesus. So we bind up sickness tonight. We cast it down, every disease, every infirmity, every spirit of affliction trying to invade his life. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, We speak wellness. We speak wholeness. We say body be well in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, encourage his heart. Give him greater faith. Allow him to speak, Lord, and call those things into existence. I thank you that he has authority over his body. I thank you in the name of Jesus. He can, Lord, speak, and it shall be so. So, Lord, right now, guard his mind. Don't let this temporary situation, Lord, for you said in your word, the things which are seen are temporary. So, Lord, help him. Help them in the name of Jesus, Lord. In spite of the pain, in spite of the circumstances, in spite of the condition, we know that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all he could ever think, ask, or imagine. So we believe your word, that your word won't come back void pertaining to his health and his wellness, that his legs and his feet are normal in the name of Jesus. And we believe by faith right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over his body, the blood of Jesus, not just over his body, over his family, over his finances, over his career, his job, his livelihood, the blood of Jesus, which will never lose its power. So we speak healing.
We speak healing.
We decree and declare.
Oh, glory.
Man of God, you are healed by Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
To glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We believe Amen. That the praise report is coming in your near future. Please call us back as God restores you and give the testimony of God's goodness, because I know it's already done. Is being manifested, and we believe by faith that it's already done. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you, sir.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You
oh, he's
Amen.
A healer.
Yes.
Oh, he's a healer.
Rosa.
Yes.
Healer.
He is a healer,
yes,
Pastor.
God.
In
yes,
the
God.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, God. We speak fire to that foot.
Yes,
God.
Yes.
Fire
yes.
of the Lord
yes.
to that foot. Pastor, the Lord... My God,
he has
so
places
awesome.
To go and places
yes.
to be, and
yes.
the enemy's trying to attack his feet.
My God.
But the devil is a liar.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Amen. And we speak healing over this line right now. If you need healing, just lift up your hands to the Lord. We speak healing over this line. We speak the fire of the Lord to touch every area that's afflicted, every area that's hurting, every area that's aching. God said by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed. So we speak with the exousia, with the authority of God. We speak healing over your life, over your mind, over your body, over your soul. We speak healing over your body. Tumors are dissolving. Cancers are being dissipated in the name of Jesus. Somebody's got to go back to the doctor and get another report. My God, because God is the God of healing. He is Jehovah Rophe. We bore our infirmities. By his stripes, we are already healed in the name of Jesus. All we got to do is receive it. We bind up that spirit of sickness. We bind up the spirit of affliction. We declare and decree that that demon of sickness has no power, has no authority in this prayer room, in the lives of God's people. Our bodies are the temple of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that sickness cannot live in our bodies.
Healing, God.
We declare and decree that sickness cannot live in our bodies. Hallelujah. So we cast out sickness right now, and we speak wholeness and healing over our bodies right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Man of God, you're healed. Man of God, you're healed.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. We're going to take another call. Somebody better praise God.
I receive.
Go ahead and praise him. Amen. Area code 832. God bless you.
Oh, God bless everyone. This is Elaine. I was just calling
God
in.
Bless you. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
We are really, really well.
We're
Thank
doing
you.
Great. Yes, we're excited. The day the Lord has
That's
made.
That's good. Yes. I agree with you there.
Every question tonight.
Just provision for his plans for me. Provision for ministry and his plans that he has for me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for Elaine, oh God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. You said in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So, Lord, we thank you and we declare your word over her life. Hallelujah. That you said in your word in the book of Ephesians that you have already prepared good works in advance for us to do. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the good work that you have prepared for Sister Elaine to do. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to direct her path. You said that the steps of a good man or steps of a good woman are ordered by you, oh God. So, Lord, we pray over her life right now that you will continue to direct her path and order her steps, that you will continue, Father God, to speak to her in the midnight hour, yes, even as she prays and reads your word, even as she studies your word, even as she praises and worships you, oh God, that you will give her divine revelation as to what direction you will have her to go. So, Lord, she's praying for clarity on tonight, and we thank you, Lord, that as Solomon prayed for wisdom, that you release wisdom and more to him, oh God. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, for a supernatural release of wisdom and clarity over her life, God, that there will be, Father God, even a visitation, my God, in her dream. Oh God, we pray, Father God, that you will visit her and supper her and speak to her and give her clarity and give her provision, oh God, even for what you have called her to do. Lord, she prays, she's praying for provision even, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that there is no lack in you, that you are meeting every need. The Lord, you said you will meet every need. And Lord, we thank you, says we see first your kingdom and your righteousness, that everything else will be added unto us. So Lord, we thank you that this woman of God is blessed. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for blessed provision on tonight. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. And Lord, we declare and decree supernatural provisions being released in her life. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life. We pray that you will continue, Father God, hallelujah, to provide. We pray that you will continue, oh God, hallelujah, to comfort. We pray that you will continue, oh God, hallelujah, to give her peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray that you will continue, oh God, to direct and guide. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that everything that her hands touch will be blessed in the name of Jesus, even as she has a heart to serve you. So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Elaine, and we thank you for provision. You declared in your word that it is done already, oh God. So we declare, yeah, according to what we believe, according to your word, that it is done. So have your way in her life. We bless you and we magnify your name, God. You alone are worthy, and we praise you on tonight. In Jesus' mighty, yes, name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I receive the provision. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Keep praising him. Keep seeking his face. Amen. Keep. Pastor preached that thing on Sunday. He said he preached that word on Sunday. God said, Pastor preach, it's power. There's power in your praise. Amen. So we thank God.
Amen.
The praise and the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. We're going to take another caller. Area code 678. God bless you. Area code 678.
God bless you. If it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? I am just getting home, and I'm making it on time for the prayer line. Thank you, Jesus. I give him all the praise and glory for everything that he has done in my life, Lord. Thank you for your grace upon my life, and thank you for everyone on this prayer line. And I only ask prayers for the world, that we could all just come together and just make peace. Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I rushed to come home and make it on time, but thank you so much, God. Thank you, Jesus, that I made it on time. And thank you for waking me up this morning, Lord. And you know how bad I was feeling yesterday, God. And you really made me feel a whole lot better today. My body feels a whole lot better. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
But that's the God that we serve.
Hallelujah.
And God knows our world. There's a lot of things going on in our world. That spirit of division and discord is trying to come into the land. But we're going to bind that thing up. And we're going to spread the love of Jesus one to another.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter what politics do and what bipartisan politics do. We know that Jesus is in control. He is Lord.
Yes,
so
all the time. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The day is a new day, and your body's feeling better today than it was yesterday.
Thank
God
you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, even as she asks for prayer for those who are, Father God, in situations of division and discord, those, God, hallelujah, with a spirit of unrest, those that don't have peace, or even those who don't know you yet, Jesus, we're praying for the unbeliever. We're praying for the ungodly. We're praying for this nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Republicans and the Democrats. We're praying for the independents, every congressman, a woman, every senator, the president of these United States, governors and mayors, and Father God, law enforcement. We're praying for all leadership right now in the name of Jesus, that we, God, will come together as a nation. Hallelujah. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Lord, hallelujah. Bless your people, God, especially those who are called by your name. You told Nicodemus, you must be born again. So every born again baptized believer on the prayer line tonight, thank you for salvation, Lord, for Sister Maria. Thank you for her son. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that you have healed her body. Thank you. Glory be to God that she has joy unspeakable tonight. She's giving you praise tonight. She's glorifying your name tonight. So, Lord, bless her in a special way. Let her sing. Let her praise God. Let her heart be merry with songs and songs of spiritual songs. In the name of Jesus, meet every need. That's been the theme tonight. God will provide. So, Lord, I thank you that every need that she has is met. Thank you for her rent being paid and the mortgage being paid. Thank you, Lord, for keeping food on the table and a roof over her head. Thank you, Lord, for the job that she has to go to. Thank you, Lord, that you meet every need in the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless.
Glory.
Bring unity into this nation. Bring the love back into families, Lord.
Yes.
Bring the love back into neighborhoods and to our churches in the name of Jesus. Bring back unity, loving one another. You say two commandments. Love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And right now, God, we believe by faith that the love is increasing. We believe by faith that the unity is back. We believe by faith that the devil is a liar, and we bind him up right now. He is a liar, and he's the father of lies. So we bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. You said, blessed are those that dwell together in unity. So, God, we speak unity tonight. We speak oneness tonight. One Lord, one baptism, one faith, one God. Oh, glory be to God. I feel like glory be to God.
Thank you,
Jesus. One Lord, one faith, one baptism in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We preach patience.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
You said a house divided cannot stand.
Yes.
So we pray for Donald Trump. We pray for the leaders of this nation.
Yes.
Because any house divided cannot stand. And even the body of Christ, you told us not to go against one another.
Yes.
So we pray for the church.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for the universal church. We pray
Lord.
For the local churches.
Yes, Lord.
We pray
Jesus.
Churches in Georgia, churches in New Jersey, churches in Arkansas, churches in Kansas, churches down in Florida.
Yes.
We're praying for the church.
Yes.
Have mercy on the church.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Church, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful day, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Bless everyone on this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, God. Amen. Well, God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Praise love you, too. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. She's a praiser no matter what story. Continue. There is power in her praise.
There's power in your praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. This is our last call. Area code 407. God bless you. Area code 407.
God bless you all. God bless you. How y'all doing? It's Anthony down here in Florida. Bless y'all, man. How y'all doing?
God bless you.
God bless, Prophet. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you.
Yes, God bless you.
Yeah, I tell you, a lot has happened, y'all. A lot has happened. I hate to prophetess and pastor, I'm learning this journey is something in the kingdom. About 3 months ago, Aisha, my wife, she lost her sister in a car accident. And so she's gone. Her sister's gone. And now we have to raise her two children. And I tell you, man, y'all keep me in prayer. Y'all keep me in the prayer because the enemy is a liar. He's a liar.
Yeah.
You know, it's been something. I ain't gonna sit here and fake with nobody. It has been something, people of God. It has been something. Y'all got to pray for me. You know, I know God is gonna bless and I know he's gonna do it, but sometimes these trials, they be some heavy trials. Maybe some heavy trials. And lately, you know, the kids and stuff is just, you know, I'm trying to get stuff in order and it's just, y'all just need y'all prayers. Y'all pray for me all the way down. All the way down, you know, I'm just, you know, I need God. I need God's help.
Yeah.
I need the Lord's help. I need the Lord's help. And I'm humble enough to say it. You know, I'm coming before the people of God. I need God's help because I'm burnt out. I'm burnt out, y'all. Yeah, I'm burnt out.
Hey, yes, we're going to
listen. I'm telling y'all the truth. I'm burnt out. I'm burnt out. I can't, you know, it's almost like I feel like Moses, y'all. I feel like Moses. I'm leading, I'm trying to, and you know, I deal with a lot of stiff neck. And I deal with a whole lot of things that I just can't do it no more. I just can't do it no more. I'm tired.
Well, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you because God is going to sustain you. You're under attack. It's a spiritual attack where the devil wants you to feel like you can't do it. And it's good that you came to the prayer line. Thank you for coming because you're not alone. And we just thank God that you felt a safe place to come here so that we could stand with you and pray. I was there a few months ago and I was like, I can't do it anymore. My sister looked me in the eyes and she said, girl, you're under attack. And, you know, and I was crying, and I had hit that wall. And sometimes as Christians, we do hit that wall, and that's why we're better together. That's why we need a community that can pray with us. That's why we need somebody that we can be naked and not ashamed with and say, I'm tired. You know, I'm just tired. I'm burnt out. You know, I need some rest. I need some time to refresh. I need somebody to hold up my arms. I need somebody to pray with me. So, Pastor, now, I'm going to pray for you. Amen.
Thank Father,
you.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we
God.
Thank you for your son tonight.
You,
Lord, we know in the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
thank you,
that
Lord.
His heart needs to be encouraged right
yes,
now.
Lord.
God, he's asking for strength.
Yes, Lord.
He's asking, hallelujah, for you to come in like never before.
Yes, God.
Lord, right now he has a situation that,
yes,
glory be to God, it's enormous. It seems impossible. God, it seems overwhelming.
Yes.
But we know that nothing is
yes,
too hard for you,
yes,
God.
Lord.
And that's why we're coming to you humbly on behalf behalf of Prophet Anthony, on behalf of his wife, on behalf of all the children they're trying to raise and family. Lord, the needs are extreme and large. Lord, they need finances. Lord, they need so many resources.
Yes, Lord.
God, they need so many answers.
Yes.
So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, encourage his heart.
Encourage
he's
him.
Feeling overwhelmed. We know it's not hopeless. Nothing is hopeless with you. But, God, sometimes we seem as though we can't run on. And right now, he needs a supernatural intervention.
Thank you.
Right now, God, he needs you to step in and show him who you are. Right now, God, we need your strength and your love and your power to step into his marriage, to step into this situation, to step into every need that they have that is unmet in the name of Jesus. He said the attack is overwhelming. It's coming from every direction. God, he's just a glory. Be to God, it's coming in like a flood and the fire is intense. And God, only you can get him out. Only you can pull him out of this situation. God, only you can save him from this. And right now, we're believing. We're touching and agreeing that you will give him the miracle that he needs. You will give him the answers that he needs.
Yes, Lord.
You will send the people and the resources that he needs his way.
Thank
you will make a way for him and his wife, even in this tough situation, to raise all of these children, to do it, Lord, with a spirit of excellence, with God's help. Lord, thank you for they having the heart to take in the niece and the nephew and the children. God, thank you. Even as the sister is mourning the loss of her sister, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm praying for his wife.
Yes, God.
What a tragedy.
Hallelujah.
What a tragedy. But God, you're able to encourage her heart.
Yes, God.
God, you're able to keep her, even though she's missing her sister.
Yes, God.
God, you're able even to help these children as they're missing their mom. God, step in. God, you're the only one that can turn this thing around in the name of Jesus. So we pray for Prophet Anthony. We pray for his wife. We pray for these children that's trying to adjust. We pray for their children.
Yes.
Everybody's trying to adjust.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
So God, have mercy on this family.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Lord, they need you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that your grace will be upon them.
Yes, God.
They need the favor of God like never before. So, God, move in this situation. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father God, we lift up the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your hand. Hallelujah. Being upon Anthony, Prophet Anthony, and his wife, God. We bind up that spirit. Trying to come against them and trying to annihilate them. We declare and decree victory and breakthrough over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed, call that number back, that no weapon formed against them can prosper. We declare that they are the head and not the tail, that they are above and never beneath. We declare, Father God, that they have victory over this enemy right now. We bind up this enemy right now. We bind up this enemy right now in the spirit realm that's coming against the man of God. We release, oh God, your peace. We release, oh God, hallelujah, your blessed assurance over his life in the name of Jesus. We blow away every dark cloud that's trying to come against his faith in the name of Jesus. And we declare breakthrough over his life, over the life of his wife and his family. And we declare right now that they are coming out and they are coming out with victory. We declare, Satan, that you have no dominion in his life. And we wage war right now over the prophecies that have been spoken over his life and over the life of his wife. And we declare right now, hallelujah, that everything that God has spoken now come to pass in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That is not what it looks like. And we bind up that lying demon spirit right now that's trying to cloud his vision right now. And we break it up. We break up that all of the demonic obstructions that's been put in front of his eyes. And we declare that he can see clearly and that he can see clearly what God has decreed and declared over his life in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for your
your fresh winds blowing over his life, that he's feeling invigorated again, that he shall live. His family, we speak life over his family right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind you up, Satan, right now. You have no dominion over this man of God. You have no dominion over his wife. You have no dominion over his marriage. You have no dominion over his family in the name of Jesus. And we break off everything that's been set up, every barricade that's been set up against him. We break it off right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak right now victory over his life, over his finances in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we loose his praise. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We loose his praise. My God. Hallelujah. That he will continue to praise God in season and out of season, no matter what it looks like. Devil, take your hands off of my brother in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. We break it off. Every attack, every barrier, every barricade, every arrow that's been aimed at him. My God, in the name of Jesus. And we pour in the balm of Gilead. And Lord, we thank you. Oh, glory. Hey, King. We thank you for the balm of Gilead. Oh, that healing balm, that soothing balm, that balm that makes every worry have to flee. It makes every concern. He will not worry, my God. He will not be concerned about tomorrow. Hallelujah, because he knows that God, every day is sufficient unto itself. My God, and you shall provide. God, we know you will provide. We know you have already provided. And we declare supernatural manifestation of every provision that you have already made manifest in the heavenly realms. Let it be done on earth as you have already declared in heaven in this man's God's life. Supernatural breakthrough. You've done it before. We know you can do it again, and we know you will. Lord, we thank you in advance for the testimony, of praise and victory that's coming forth from this family. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 My God, my brother, we warring for you up here. We are warring for you up here.
Shout out, thank you. Glory.
Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Oh, glory. Thank you, God. Hey, go ahead, brother. Go ahead and press it. Come on, go ahead and praise him. Come on. There's power in your presence.
You still yet got your praise, my God. You've been under attack, but you already got the victory, my God, in Jesus' mighty name. So you be encouraged on tonight, and then be like David. God says, I want you to start dancing around. God says, I want you to start dancing around your house. I want you to start dancing. Your house is a war ground. I want you to start dancing around your house and go back and take what the enemy thinks he stole. Go back and pursue to get back what the enemy took from you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't feel like dancing, but God said you got to dance like David danced. In the name of Jesus. He's put a warring in your feet. He's put a warring in your belly. He's put a warring in your face. He's put a warring in your chest. He's put a warring in your hands. In the name of Jesus, this battle is not yours. It is the Lord.
Coriala la boco secchia, la bassecche te de boco. Mo coria madre de quiche te de boco. Recchia la bossi.
It's on the inside of you. I stir up the Holy Ghost in your belly. Stir up the Holy Ghost in your belly. Greater is he on the inside of you than he that is in this world.
La 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 bossi. Secco, mamma, mamma. Socoriala bassan.
Arise,
Mama.
Arise, prophet. Arise up above this circumstances. Arise above the dirt, the dust, the muck, and the mire. Arise against what we see with our natural eye. Arise against this here attack against your body, your family, your finances. Arise, my God, for you shall prevail. We're gonna wage war because our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And we pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. We pull them down. My God. So we just thank God for you. And there is an anointing that destroys every yoke. My God. And you got that anointing on the inside of you. And I got it in me. And we got it together in two. Because I could put 1,000 to flight. But come on. You put 2 or 3 together. Okay? And we got
there's
something
dynamite.
To deal
with. Yes, Lord. I hear you.
Amen. So, Prophet, you call us back. You call us every week, and we will continue
you.
To pray. We will pray with
you.
Don't
I
let
it
be desire. Even if you got a call just for say, you know, just lift me up in prayer. You know, just let us call.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you lifted up. We're going to keep you lifted
thank
up,
you
and Aisha.
I receive it. Thank you. I receive
amen.
The word.
So we
me and
love
my family,
you.
We receive it.
Amen. Praise
too.
God.
Thank
love
you,
Prophet. You, God. Okay, you're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. You will make it. Amen. And that's for somebody else out there. You will make it. I know it seems hard. I know you've been going through a lot, but you're going to make it. Amen. You will make it through. Amen. So God is, if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. Amen. And we are together. We are stronger. United. We are dynamite, like the prophet said. So we're going to continue to pray for each other. God bless you. That was our last call. Go in peace and serve our God. We love you. See us on we won't be here tomorrow. See us on Friday at the church. The women's conference is this week, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Meet us there at the conference. The women's conference is your time to shine. And that's Friday at 7:30. I don't know what I just said. I don't know what I just said. Friday at 7:30, because I'm gone. I'm gone in Holy Ghost. Friday at 7:30, meet us at the conference. And Saturday we'll be there at 9:30 in the morning, starting at 10. And then Sunday at 12:30, I'm going to finish it out. Meet us there. Tell somebody about it. Share it on Facebook. We love you. Go in peace and keep praising God.
Hello? Am I on? Gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
With tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break, when your earth feels like it's about to shake, and you've taken all that you can take.
Thank you.
can't hear y'all clapping.